This set of liturgical garments is of exceptional quality and opulence. From right to left, we have a chasuble, a dalmatic, a humeral veil, a maniple and stole, which are the smallest items, and two cops. Each of these pieces has a specific function in religious ceremonies. The chasuble is the main garment worn by the priest during the Mass. The wide-sleeved dalmatic is worn by the deacon. The humeral veil covers the priest's shoulders while he gives the blessing with the Eucharist. The maniple, which is no longer used nowadays, is a band that was worn over the forearm. The stole is worn over the shoulders and is a symbol of the priesthood. And the cop, or long cloak, is worn during processions and solemn acts. This particular set stands out for its splendid brocade fabric of gold and white silk, decorated with large plant and floral motifs in line with the so-called rose and ear of wheat technique, which was reserved exclusively for the most luxurious liturgical vestments of the period. The garments were probably made in Valencian workshops during the 19th century and are notable for the exceptional quality of both their design and manufacture, with each piece incorporating meticulous reliefs and other details. Above the hood of the cop, at the end of the display, we can read the following words: Pontifical given to the sanctuary of Our Lady of Covadonga by His Royal Highness the Most Serene Lord Prince of Asturias Alfonso Francisco in the year 1858. This text commemorates the donation of garments that was made to the sanctuary of Covadonga by Prince Alfonso of the House of Bourbon, the future King Alfonso XII, when he was just a child. The donation followed the Spanish royal family's tradition of giving valuable vestments to the sanctuary, thereby strengthening the link between the monarchy and Covadonga as a symbol of national devotion and legitimacy. The inscription commemorates this act of generosity and highlights the important role played by Covadonga in the history of the Spanish monarchy. This set of garments, which are still in fine condition, is a testament to the close relationship between the royal family and the sanctuary. It also exemplifies the wealth of artistic treasures that have survived to the present day, thanks to these acts of patronage. The audio tour ends here. If you wish, you can purchase at the entrance desk the book that will allow you to deepen your visit, Museo de Covadonga, Catalogue of its Collections. The publication has been edited by the Maria Cristina Macabeu Peterson Foundation and donated to the museum to contribute to the maintenance of its collections with the proceeds from its sale. With over 430 pages and 300 illustrations, this volume, published in both Spanish and English, offers a valuable resource for consulting and interpreting the heritage and historical events that took place at the sanctuary of Covadonga. It catalogues 133 pieces of sculpture, painting, drawing, prints, goldsmithing, metals, numismatics, horology, furniture, and textiles. There is also an appendix dedicated to the 17 portraits from the chronological series of the Kings of Spain, deposited by the Prado National Museum in the Museum of Covadonga. We hope you have enjoyed your visit to the Museum of Covadonga and the extraordinary natural landscape that surrounds it. Many thanks for coming to see us and for your time.